Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. We are going to begin our journey, B'siyata Dishmaya, of learning through the Sfas Emes and his Ma'amar Man Pesach. There are many of them, Baruch Hashem, many, many pages. And one thing I can almost guarantee you, we're not going to finish, not this year. But, Lo Aleichem L'chalig Mor, V'yata Ben Chuyim Li Batel Mimena. We're going to do our best, Mitzvah Hashem, to learn what we can learn. Whatever Hashem gives us the koach for, the koach and the moach, and as long as Hashem gives us enough money that we can afford food and shelter, and we have the help, the simcha, we're going to just try to keep moving along. B'siyata Dishmaya. So we'll start with Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, the very, very beginning of the Sfas Emes on Pesach. And these shiurim are dedicated to my most beloved and sweet friend, Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who inspired me to give these Sfas Emes shiurim, which Baruch Hashem, I really gave them for him originally, but I decided the whole rabbim could be partners also in this learning exploration. And Baruch Hashem, we've had a very positive response. So I thank you, thank Rabbi Jeremy and his brother-in-law, Giso Chavivo, Rabbi Mikey Mitnick Shlita. They should both have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem, them and their families, banu b'nei banu oskim b'Torah mitzvos and parnasa b'shefa. And let's roll. Milel Aleph says the Heilige Rebbe, b'chol dor v'dor chayev odom liris is atzmo. In every generation, a person is obligated to see himself. And afterwards it says, and he took us out. So we say like this: in every generation a person is obligated to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Not only our avos did God redeem, rather he redeemed us as well. Shenemar, as it says, Vosanu Hotzi Misham, Manaviosanu Losis Lanu es Aretz Asher Nishbal Avoseinu. And he took us out of there in order to bring us, to take us to the land that he swore to our forefathers. So in the year Tafresh Nunches, in Dibor Masim B'chol Dor V'Dor, the Rebbe asks, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liris Atzmo Kilu Yatza. In every generation, a person is supposed to be himself as if he left Egypt. B'kashe, Toksiv Oysan Ohotzi Mamish, Oma Kilu Yatza. Avaz, Anachu Sotrim Et Atzmenu Minei Ube. Kodem Anachu Amarnu Kilu, as if. And then we say, and he took us out. So what's the as if? Good kasha. V'niris, the Heilige Rebbe, ki al yidei emuna, sheyeshit tzius Mitzrayim, b'chol dor v'dor, nizgal hazeh. Through the faith that there is Mitzius Mitzrayim in every generation, this is revealed. He writes later on in Tav Reish Lamed Zayin, B'chol Dor V'Dor Kilu Yotze, V'Kachom Rav Otzen Rotzim Misham, Rak Sha'a De Emuna, V'Ratzmo Kilu Yotze, by Emuna, and seeing himself as if he went out, Kefi Hasipur V'Habeir Shemevar B'Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zoche La'ur Anes. Through this Sipur, through this relating, and Beirur, this clarifying, that he's mevaring Yitzius Mitzrayim. Even the word sipur comes word sapir, which is a sapphire, which makes something bright and shine. Sapir be Yitzius Mitzrayim, being mevarer, being mesapir, making Yitzius Mitzrayim shine. Kefi asibur v'aber shemvar be Yitzius Mitzrayim zoch l'oraneis, umuskayim b'chin esgula gam ato. So if you see yourself first, ki'ilu, as if you're going out, then v'osanu hotzi, then you're going out. Your zocha miskayim b'chinas ha-geula. B'china is a word branched in Chassidish Sfarim hundreds of thousands of times. And it means, I don't even know what it means, but it means a certain perspective, a certain aspect, a certain element. So you get this little bit of geula even now. If you see yourself keila, then you get it even now. Keila k'chein mechuyavim l'skiritzis mitzrayim kol yomim shaydezim or ha-geula. Through this you're more of the geula. You rouse the geula. You rouse the geula in your own soul. And you rouse the ultimate geula. You rouse the Gula for the Jewish people, now and in the future. And in the year Tav Resh Mem Beis, Kol Yimei Chayecha, says the Heilige Rebbe, Deish Laham, Chish Tzitzayim B'choleis, Medav Gloibin, we have to believe that there's Mitzitzayim B'choleis at all times. Ukfiyat Sipur Ve'esek B'itziyat Mitzrayim, Kach Mitkayem B'fuol Mamash, and to the extent that we are relating and involving ourselves in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Miskayim B'fuol Mamish, B'fuol Mamish, he says the word Mamish, Mamish is a strong word. Beautiful. That's our vote. See yourself as if you're going out, and then in the spiritual world, which is the Igor world, you get that in your soul. In the Sefer HaGvuras, it's good. We have Maharal Shiurim, so here we get to combine the two. It's easy to say if somebody ever asks you, what are Elchanan and Erman's favorite Sfarim? It's hard to say. Who are my favorite children? Like, each one, you love each one, right? You love each Sefer, it's Pashut. But I don't think anyone's ever going to ask you that question, so don't worry about it. But in the meantime, if you go with the Maharal and the Sfasemes as being definitely up there in the first row, then I think that would be correct. Says the Heilige Maharal in Gvuras Hashem Simin Perek Samech Aleph, V'chol Dover Dover Chayav L'Lir Satzmo Perish Shekol Adam Chayav Shire Atzmo Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim V'yesh Lo L'Shabech L'Fra L'Ram L'Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Zeh. You have to praise and glorify and exalt God's name on this. K'mo Shemisayim L'Fik Echoch Anachum Chayav L'Hoido Su L'Halel V'ein Zedoyim L'Ma Shomer Achar Kach Lo Asav Seinu Gal Asav El Afu Sanu. And this isn't like what we say afterwards, that not only our forefathers did God redeem, but even redeemed us. The Kanarot Zeloim are called Dorador Chayav Liras Is Atzmo Ki Ilu Heim Yotzim V'lo Yabit HaDor Ahu L'Dor Sheyatzu Gam Kein Rak Yira HaDor Shehu HaYotzim V'lo Yishabit HaChem Yotzu Gam Kein Ki Kol Dor B'Dor B'Fnei Atzmo V'lachem Yire Ki Ilu Hu HaYotzim V'lo Yabit El Zuloso. Here we want to say that in every generation, you have to see yourself as if you're going out, and you shouldn't look at that other generation that went out. No, you're first looking at yourself. You're the generation that's going out. Us, in the year 2018, Leminyanim, in our world of iPads and iPods and Instagram and Facebook, in this world, in this material world we live in, we're going out of Egypt. Don't look at that. Look at yourself first. Not at the other generations. And v'lekach ma'isikra b'avor ze'a sa'ashem li v'lo ksiv lanu kilhu ayotze. And that's the pasuk. Because of this, God did for me. Doesn't say us. You're the one going out. So, as far as what we say later on is not only our forefathers, but even God redeemed us. And this means that mitzad ha-makabal, the generation, you shouldn't look at others, you're just going out. But mitzad Hashem, that he's the one who's doing the geula, he brought everybody out together. What does that mean? Perish davrzesh, kadosh baruch hu, gual es Yisrael, b'chlalus shelahem. Ki kashir gal kadosh baruch hu es Yisrael, ha-yisagu l'shem klal Yisrael, v'shelo yu b'shus acheri, b'shus mitzrayim, v'fikach ha-yisagu lebanim kamo la'avos. So you have to see yourself as if you're going out of Mitzrayim, because when God took us out back then, he's also taking us out today. That was what God had in mind. As far as your own personal yitzia, you have to see yourself as if you're going out now. That's what Sasema says. We were all there back then. That's mitzad Hashem. But you also have to see yourself now. Bavor zasa Hashem li. Now I'm going out. V'yesh lomer gam ken kanal shaydei amunim nechans atocha klal. Ubevaday b'chlal yisitzim sotayim l'nkud yisraelis shim shemnim shachayim l'chol yisrael. Rag yidei amunah bayin l'zeh v'achashur atzmo kiilu yatza v'yodei amai mikam mara shiyesh lo lo haysu leitzis mitzrayim v'yizden izgala shorech yotzei be'emes. As he puts his own hesber into the Maharal, that the Maharal says, see yourself b'chlolos, we all went out back then, God took us out, and then see yourself b'frat, that you're going out. So he says, this is exactly the point. By seeing yourself ki'ilu, as if you went out with them, then you will have a v'osan u'hotzi, that your mom is going out yourself. It's taller than your emunah. We had a Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim and a Kud Yisraelis, and there is life given to all every Jewish man, but al yidei emunah we come to this. So after you see yourself ki'ilu yatsa, and you believe that that light wouldn't be of the Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim, wouldn't be without actually having gone out, then you'll see how you're actually going out. Wow. V'chein ha'perish b'sibri tzi yisraim afilu kulanu chachamim afilu kulam chacham kulanu v'om kulam z'kenu kulam yadam esa ha'toyra mislani sabi tzi yisraim chum esa ha'mar ha'mchab esa ha'bi tzi yisraim reizim ha'shubich zok ta ha'iliga rebbe. What does it mean, even if we're so wise and understanding and elders and we know the Torah, it's a mitzvah to sabi tzi yisraim ki av shu chacham dovuk b'ashem chayim yesh lo leida. Even if you're a chacham and you're clinging to the living God, yesh lo leida, you have to know ki kol zayde yitzius mitzrayim, this is all yitzius mitzrayim shem eskein rak tzarech levarer zal yidei emuna. The truth is, that's the truth, but you have to clarify this through emuna. V'as sipur, what's the sipur? Lashon beir, sipur is beir, being levarer, clarifying. The Gilui Mufuresh is an explicit revelation. Because in every generation, and that all happened. So even if you're a Chacham, Reishis Chacham Yiras Hashem, you have a lot of Yiras Hashem. You're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you should know. Even your chachamim, feel if you're nevona, even your davuk b'torah, yodim es ha-torah, v'adam yoda es chavi yishto, yimam ish no torah intimately, still mitzvah enu sabr tzis time. You have to megala, you have to mevar yitzis mitzrayim, you have to know that's where it came from. This dveikus we have of Hashem came through yitzis mitzrayim. So we have to have emunah in that, and then through that, we can be zelch in every generation. V'kufim enu sadam kilu yotzen es gala b'china zu, margish tzis mitzrayim shel ato. If you have a moon, as if you went out back then, you could be megal of this bechina, that you're part of that world of leaving Egypt back then. Umagish mitzis mitzrayim shel ati, you'll feel it see time now. And now this Vaskemis gets it. And this, I want to tell you, sweet friends, this is the Spitz Chasidus, because Vaskemis is. Yevshar lachbir bimilim al chashivut ve'amirkaziyut shel sefer Sfat Emet. But the point of Chassidus was to take Kabbalah, and it's all Kabbalah. All these ideas are Kabbalah, as we've said many times. Just puts it in easy words so we can read and translate. But this deep Kabbalah that's embedded in these Ma'amarim, this Vasemis, but he brings it down to the common man. That was what the Baal Shem Tov, V'chol Tamidav, V'chol Chimidrachov try to do. Take the highest, most lofty concepts, bring them down to man, and show it how it helps us today, in my Avodas Hashem today, in our world. In our world of automated cars, Ribbono Shel Olam, robots, v'yuchal lotzeis fear doisis vasemes, v'yuchal lotzeis kol lechad mimetzer shelo. If you have this emunah that you went out then, you can leave your mitzer now. You can leave your narrow places now. What are we trying? We're all in narrow places. Everybody's in a narrow place. Trust me. I haven't met an exception to the rule yet, and I've been around now 46.5 years. I'm about to have my half birthday. I used to count my half birthdays more. Now I'm not in any rush anymore, you know what I mean? But everybody's in a meitzer. Parnos is a meitzer sometimes. Marriage is a meitzer sometimes. Kindalach are meitzer sometimes. Parents are meitzer sometimes. Society, community, health. There are a million addictions. There are a million meitzer. A million meitzer. So the avoda of Pesach is, if you have a tzlacha deka Pesach, to leave all those meitzerim. To leave all those narrow places. get out. And you do that by connecting to the Yetzias Mitzrayim then and making it happen now. Okay, we'll do one more shtickle. So what does the Chacham say? What are the Eidus? What are all of these testimonies? And laws and that God commanded you. And then you tell him, Kilchas Pesach, Emeftiracha Pesach Afikomen. He's asking, Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. So what's the reason for the Chukim? What's a Chok? A Chok is something we don't understand. How can he ask for a reason for the chukah? Chukas don't have reasons. As Paul Sfatem Tomer Yisod Shomer Rabbi Peamim Ach Ki Be'emes Ksiv Magid Vorev Liyakov Chukum Mishpat of Yisrael Shebnei Yisrael Yodim Tam Gam B'chukah Magid Vorev Liyakov. God tells us Chukum Mishpat of Yisrael. He tells us the chukim. He tells us the reasons why they Shemamin Voice Achoik Be'emes Af B'li Argosh Satam. That's by believing and doing the chuk truly, even without feeling the taste. Through this, you're zoche also to know the taste. If you do the mitzvahs without knowing the reason, then you'll taste it. Tamuru ki tov Hashem. Taste and you'll see God is good. Gotta taste it. You do it, and you see that it makes a lot of sense after you do it. Shabbos doesn't make sense when you read the Mishnah Berurah. Is this supposed to be an enjoyable day? Am I supposed to have fun on Shabbos? Shabbos is supposed to be a pleasurable day. This is usher. I'm not saying bad chashom at the Mishnah Berurah, but that's the impression that some people get, that there's just so many. But you live Shabbos, I'll be the Mishnah Berurah, and you see that it's main olam haba. You don't want it to end. Havdalah comes, you're like, oh man, just let's take it a little longer. Let's have malam malk. Vuatzmo gamkein achilas matzah. So that's Shabbos, that's everything. You do it, you see it works. Learn Gemara. There are no graphics, there are no pictures. There's no today. If it's Twitter, it's this amount. It used to be 120 characters, now it's 240 characters. A little bit of a picture and a link and a this and a... And then you look at the Gemara and you look at the Tosim and Bava Kamma and Merubah and the long, and there's no punctuation and there are no dots and you don't know, and there's so many quotes in different Gemaras. And how am I supposed to get into the Tosfos? How's that supposed to be enjoyable? I'd rather I can watch a video. Chas Shalom, I can watch a video on whatever. Instead, that's easy, it's pleasurable. And you learn the Tosfos and you see that it's the best thing in the world. When you do it, you see it tastes good. There's time in the chukim, everything. That's the answer we gave in Raftin Arvach HaPesach Achil Kolman. In other words, after Achilas Matzah, you don't want any other tastes. You want this to be tasteless, so to speak. Why? Because what's the taste? The taste is that you did Ratzin Hashem and you realize how awesome it is. And that's why we have matzah. What's matzah? Matzah is just flour and water. There's no added time. But when you do it, you're tasting the Dveikus Bashem. That's the goal. The goal is not anything external. Any external gains. The goal is taste. That's all it is. You don't want any other foods. You want to be Dovik B'tam HaMatzah. And then you're Dovik B'matzah. You're clinging to the matzah even though you don't understand the reason. You see how great it is. Don't bring out any desserts, no after Seder mints. Just stick with the Tam HaMatzah, the Tam of Asiyas Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. And then you see how sweet it is, how good it is, because God put so much goodness in the mitzvahs. Okay, sweet friends, we have so much more to do. We only did two shtiklach, but you know, each one we get again. We have a lot to do. Hashem should give us the koach, and Mirtz Hashem, it'll make you for a different Seder. It's a different Seder if you learn this Svasem. What am I going to tell you, sweet friends? So we should be zochel l'lamed l'lamed l'shem v'lasu. The time is called Divrei Tzomel Torah. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.